USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. Encouraging words this afternoon on the prospect of Congress passing a federal spending bill. Some of those words come from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I think we're very close to getting an omnibus appropriation bill that would be, I think, broadly appealing. It would meet the defense number of the NDAA.
McConnell referring to the National Defense Authorization Act, the bill to fund the Pentagon. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says it's about time.
We're long overdue. This fiscal year began October 1st. Let's get this job done this year and do it before Christmas.
The deadline for some sort of spending bill is Friday when the federal government's current spending law expires. President Biden is signing the Respect for Marriage Act in a big ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House. The new law will require the U.S. government to recognize the validity of same-sex and interracial marriages and to protect religious liberty. The founder of the failed cryptocurrency firm FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, now faces 8 federal counts of fraud, conspiracy, campaign finance law violations, and money laundering. Bankman-Fried's in custody after his arrest yesterday in the Bahamas. That winter storm that blasted the West over the weekend is now hitting the heartland, and it will get even stronger before arriving in the northeastern U.S. The National Weather Service is warning us to beware of flash flooding and sudden blizzards. And before it moves out, this storm will have put more than a foot of snow on half a dozen states. A second journalist has died while covering the World Cup in Qatar. Photographer Khalid Al-Mislam was working for a Qatari news agency. The circumstances of his death are not yet clear. It comes days after American writer Grant Wall collapsed and died in the press box of a World Cup venue. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The White House is reportedly finalizing plans to send Patriot missiles to Ukraine. CNN reports the plan needs to be finalized by both Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and President Biden, which are expected. Patriots are long-range missiles that are highly effective in intercepting ballistic and cruise missiles. No word yet on how many Patriot systems might be heading to Ukraine. We always hear politicians exaggerate, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm may have reached new heights on what may not be all that much of an exaggeration.
Simply put, this is one of the most impressive scientific feats of the 21st century.
Granholm made it official today.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition. And that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
And that, say experts, could someday lead to energy that does not produce carbon, is cheap and abundant. 3 lawmakers in Washington have introduced a bill that would ban the social media site TikTok from operating in the U.S. Actually, the bill's not just aimed at TikTok. It would target any social media company with more than 1 million monthly users that is based in or under the influence of foreign adversaries. That list would include Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, and China. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is leading the effort. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.